Welcome to the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider, brought to you by the Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, Animal Health Executive Recruiter and Veterinary Recruiter Stacy Purcell of the Vet Recruiter provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's focus is to solve talent-centric problems for the animal health industry and veterinary profession. In fact, the Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health companies and veterinary practices hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. Today, we will be talking about how to hire veterinarians in 2025. Welcome, Stacy, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Caleb. As always, I'm glad to be here with you today, and I am excited to talk about a topic that is more important than ever. The veterinary profession is facing a perfect storm right now in terms of recruitment, and 2025 is going to be a critical year for those looking to stay ahead and hiring top talent.
You are right, Stacy. The clock is ticking, and 2025 is just around the corner. It feels like we were just starting 2024, and now we are already preparing for a new year. As we approach this pivotal time, veterinary practices need to ask themselves some tough questions. Have they been proactive enough in their hiring efforts? Will they be proactive in 2025, or will they be caught flat-footed by the competition? Let us start by setting the stage for our listeners. From your perspective, why is 2025 such an important year for veterinary recruitment? And what specific challenges are practices facing in the hiring market?
Well, great question, Caleb. There are a few key factors that make 2025 a crucial year for veterinary recruitment. First and foremost, we are in the midst of a talent shortage in the veterinary profession, as you know, and our audience probably knows. This has been building for several years, but it has really come to a head as we approach 2025. The demand for veterinary services in recent years has skyrocketed, partly due to increased pet ownership. You know, people are spending more time with their pets and are more willing to invest in their health and well-being, which is great for the veterinary profession. But the challenge is the number of veterinarians entering the workforce hasn't kept pace with the growing demand.
So what does this mean ultimately, Stacy?
Well, to put it simply, we don't have enough veterinarians to go around. This shortage has created a fiercely competitive market where veterinary practices are not only fighting to attract new talent, but also to retain their existing staff. And when you combine this with the fact that many experienced veterinarians are reaching retirement age, it becomes clear why 2025 is such a pivotal year. The shortage is causing a ripple effect throughout the veterinary profession. Veterinary practices are facing increased workloads, longer wait times for clients in some cases in recent years, and in some cases, a decrease in the quality of care because the staff is stretched too thin. So, if practices want to maintain their standards and continue to grow, they need to take a proactive approach to recruitment. Waiting for candidates to come to you is not going to work anymore.
That is a sobering picture you have painted, but it also highlights the opportunity for practices that are willing to be proactive. You mentioned that being aggressive and proactive in recruitment is key. Can you explain what that means in practical terms? What should veterinary practices be doing to stay ahead?
Well, being proactive in veterinary recruitment means moving away from the traditional reactive approach to hiring. For years, many practices have operated on the assumption that they can post a job when a vacancy arises and expect to get a decent pool of candidates. But in today's market, that strategy simply doesn't work.
So what's the first step?
Well, the first step to being proactive is to build a talent pipeline. This means you are constantly identifying and engaging with potential candidates even when you don't have immediate openings. You want to have a pool of pre-vetted qualified professionals who are familiar with your practice and might be interested in joining you down the road load when a vacancy does open up. You can tap into that pipeline and reduce the time it takes to fill the position. Building this pipeline takes time and effort. It involves staying active in the veterinary community, whether that's attending industry events, networking on social media, or reaching out to veterinary schools and recent graduates. You want to be visible and accessible so that when people think about where they'd like to work, your veterinary practice comes to mind.
Building a talent pipeline sounds like a long-term strategy, and I'm sure many of our listeners are wondering how they can balance that with their more immediate hiring needs. How do you recommend practices manage the need to fill open roles quickly while also investing in long-term recruitment strategies?
Well, that's a great point, Caleb, and it's definitely a balancing act. You know, practices often find themselves in a position where they need to fill a role as soon as possible because they're understaffed. But that urgency doesn't negate the importance of building a talent pipeline for the future. One of the ways to balance these needs is to create a dual-track recruitment strategy. On one hand, you have your immediate need for new hires, and on the other hand, you're investing in a long-term relationship building with potential candidates.
Can you elaborate on that?
Of course. For immediate hires, it's important to streamline your time to hire process as much as possible. That means having clear and efficient interview procedures, prompt communication with candidates, and a quick decision-making process. You want to move fast without sacrificing quality because in this market, top candidates have multiple offers on the table. At the same time, you should be investing in activities that build your long-term talent pipeline. This might include hosting informational interviews, offering internships or externships to veterinary students, and staying active in online communities where potential candidates spend their time. The goal is to establish yourself as an employer of choice so that when a veterinarian is ready to make a move, your practice is at the top of their list.
That makes sense. Building relationships over time so you're not starting from scratch every time you need to hire. You also mentioned the importance of employer branding earlier. Let's dive into that. Why is employer branding so crucial, and how can practices improve their brand to attract top talent?
Employer branding is one of the most critical aspects of modern recruitment, and it's especially important in a competitive field like veterinary medicine. Your employer brand is essentially your reputation as a workplace. It's what people think and say about working at your practice. Veterinarians today, particularly younger professionals, are looking for more than just a paycheck. They want to work in environments where they feel supported, where there's room for career growth, and where the work culture aligns with their personal values. If your veterinary practice doesn't have a strong employer brand, or if a candidate perceives your practice as just another clinic, then you're going to have a hard time standing out from the competition.
So how does an organization improve its employer brand?
It starts with telling your story. Make sure you're visible online and that your digital presence reflects the culture of your practice. This could mean updating your website's careers page to showcase not only your job openings, but also your team, your mission, and the benefits of working with you. A new veterinary job board called Vetivate just launched. The website is www.vetivate.com. That's spelled V-E-T-E-V-A-T-E.com. And this new veterinary job board allows veterinary practices to upload videos of their practice so that veterinary job candidates can see what it is like to work inside your practice. Vetivate was founded by a veterinarian and a technology consultant. Again, that website is www.vetivate.com. Social media is a powerful tool for employer branding. Share stories about your team members, highlight your involvement in the community, and showcase any professional development opportunities you offer. This helps potential candidates to get a sense of what it's like to work at your practice before they even apply. Another important aspect of employer branding is employee testimonials. Encourage your current staff to share their positive experiences, whether that's through written blogs, video interviews, or posts on LinkedIn. When potential candidates see that your current employees are happy and thriving, they are much more likely to consider joining your practice.
That's a great point about visibility and storytelling. Today's candidates really do want to know what it's like to work at a veterinary practice before they apply, and social media is such a valuable tool for that. But let's talk about time to hire, which you touched on earlier. What are some strategies practices can use to reduce their time to hire while still ensuring they're getting the best candidates?
Yeah, well, time to hire is one of the most important metrics in the recruitment process, especially in a competitive market where top talent can be snatched up quickly. The longer your hiring process takes, the greater the chance that candidates will lose interest or accept offers from other practices. The first step to reducing time to hire is to streamline your internal processes. Make sure you have a clear plan for every step of the recruitment process, from sourcing and interviewing to making an offer. Everyone involved in hiring should be on the same page, and decisions should be made quickly. Delays in communication or decision making can cause you to lose out on top candidates. One of the most effective ways to speed up the hiring process is to pre-screen candidates before you have an open position. By keeping a database of pre-vetted candidates, people you've already interviewed or engaged with, you can dramatically reduce the time it takes to fill a vacancy. When a position opens up, you can reach out to these candidates directly and move quickly through the process. You should also make sure that your communication with candidates is prompt and transparent. Candidates appreciate knowing where they stand in the process, even if it's just a quick email update. Keeping them informed helps maintain their interest and shows that you respect their time.
I can see how those steps would help streamline the process and keep candidates engaged. But what about attracting passive candidates? Those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the right offer. How can veterinary practices reach them?
Well, passive candidates are often some of the best candidates out there. They're usually already employed, which means they have experience and skills that are in high demand. The challenge is that they're not actively looking for a job, so you need to be more strategic in how you reach them. And one of the best ways to attract passive candidates is through networking and relationship building. This isn't something you can do overnight. It's about building a presence and maintaining relationships over time. You can do this by attending industry conferences, participating in professional organizations, and staying active on social media platforms like LinkedIn, where many veterinarians are active.
How should you reach out to passive candidates?
When reaching out to passive candidates, it's important to use a personalized approach. These candidates are not going to respond to generic job postings or mass emails. Instead, take the time to learn about their background and career goals. Craft a personalized message that explains why you think they'd be a great fit for your practice and what specific opportunities you can offer that align with their aspirations. Building relationships with passive candidates might not yield immediate results, but it pays off in the long run. When these candidates are ready to make a move, your veterinary practice will be top of mind.
It sounds like engaging with passive candidates requires a lot of patience and persistence, but the payoff can be huge. Now, I want to switch gears a bit and talk about employee retention. Hiring the right people is critical, but once you have them, how can practices keep them long-term, especially in such a competitive market?
Well, employee retention is just as important as veterinary recruitment, if not more so. In fact, one of the best ways to reduce your hiring needs is to focus on keeping the talent you already have. High turnover is not only costly, but it's also disruptive, especially in a field like veterinary medicine, where building relationships with clients and patients is critical. One of the key factors in retention is making sure that your new hires are a good cultural fit for your practice. During the hiring process, it's important to evaluate not only the candidate's technical skills, but also whether or not they align with your veterinary practice's values and work culture. When employees feel like they belong and that their values are aligned with the practice, they're more likely to stay long term.
What about once they've been hired?
Once they're on board, onboarding and professional development are critical to retention. A strong onboarding process helps new employees feel welcomed and supported from day one. It's also important to provide ongoing opportunities for growth, whether through continuing education, mentorship, or career advancement programs. Employees who feel like they are growing professionally are much more likely to stay engaged and loyal to your practice. In addition, creating a positive working environment is key to retention. Veterinary work can be emotionally and physically demanding, so it's important to create a culture where employees feel supported and appreciated. Regular feedback, recognition for hard work, and a focus on work-life balance can go a long way in keeping your team happy and engaged.
That's such an important point. Retaining talent is about creating an environment where people feel supported and have opportunities for growth. But for practices that are struggling to implement these strategies on their own, Is there value in partnering with a recruiter to help them with the hiring process?
Absolutely. So partnering with an experienced veterinary recruiter can be a game changer, especially in a market as competitive as the veterinary profession. One of the biggest benefits of working with a veterinary recruiter is that they can help you stay proactive in your hiring efforts. Recruiters have extensive networks and they have access to a broader talent pool than most practices do. You know, we're constantly in touch with both active and passive candidates, which means we can help you to find the right fit faster. Veterinary recruiters also save you time by handling many of the more time-consuming aspects of the hiring process, like screening resumes, conducting initial interviews, and negotiating offers. This frees up your time so that you can focus on running your practice. Another major advantage is that veterinary recruiters have deep industry knowledge. We understand the specific needs and challenges of the veterinary profession, and we can help you tailor your veterinary recruitment strategy to meet those needs. And we can also provide valuable insights into market trends, salary expectations, and what candidates are looking for in a veterinary practice. By partnering with a veterinary recruiter, you're not just filling positions, you're building a long-term strategy for attracting and retaining top talent for your veterinary practice.
That's fantastic advice. It sounds like working with a veterinary recruiter can really give practices a competitive edge in this challenging market. Now, as we wrap up, what final advice would you give to veterinary employers as they prepare for 2025?
My final piece of advice would be to stay proactive and think long-term. The veterinary profession is changing rapidly, and the demand for skilled veterinarians is only going to increase. Employers who are proactive, who build relationships with candidates, invest in their employer brand, and streamline their hiring processes will be the ones who succeed in the long run. And don't hesitate to seek help when you need it, whether that's partnering with a veterinary recruiter or investing in tools to improve your hiring process. The key is to stay competitive and be aggressive in your efforts to attract and retain the best talent for your veterinary practice.
Well, thank you so much, Stacy, for sharing your insights with us today. I'm sure our listeners have learned a lot about what it takes to successfully hire veterinarians in 2025. It's clear that practices need to be more strategic, more proactive, and more proactive in their recruitment efforts if they want to stay ahead.
Well, thank you, Caleb. It has been a pleasure being here, and I look forward to our next episode. Thank you for joining the Animal Health and Veterinary Employment Insider. And for our listening audience, be sure to follow The Vet Recruiter on our social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Sign up for our newsletter on the Vet Recruiter website. We send out our career tips for those who want to advance their animal health or veterinary career. We also send out hiring tips for hiring managers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. If you are a hiring manager looking to hire your next team member, reach out to us. If you are an animal health professional or veterinarian, reach out to us at thevetrecruiter.com. Thank you for joining us, and I look forward to seeing you soon.